Welcome back to the Navy SEAL Mindset. I'm your host, William Branham, retired Navy SEAL, sniper instructor, leader, CEO, founder, COO, failure, winner, loser, whatever you want to call me. I pretty much have all of those titles. I think there's an interesting thing. I was talking to someone once upon a time. I think I came on their show as a guest, and they were like, what's your title? What title should we use for you? And I was like, I don't know. What title do you want to use? I have no idea. I'm not big into titles, but I'll support whatever you want to throw at me. And that's the title that we're going to go with. Maybe I'm a business coach. Maybe I'm a consultant. Maybe I'm whatever you want me to be. Speaker, blah, 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 whatever. Enough babbling. Anyway, we're here to talk about the Navy SEAL mindset. And again, my version of the Navy SEAL mindset isn't stay hard, motherfucker. My version is to get naked. Again, it stands for the N is for never quit. The A is accept failure. The K is to kill mediocrity. The E is expose your fears. And the D is to do the work. And you have to do it every single day. Last episode, we talked about never quit. We talked about creating small victories and whatever that means to you. Sometimes life feels overwhelming and you just feel overwhelmed. You don't know where to go, where to start, what to do. It doesn't matter. Just start doing something and start moving in a direction. Maybe you took over a house that a hoarder once lived there, and you have no idea where to start cleaning that thing up. Doesn't matter. Just start cleaning stuff up. Start throwing stuff away. Get rid of it so you can turn it into what you want it. Whatever you want to turn it into. Or, you know, if you've ever been to Europe, Rome specifically, the Vatican, there are amazing sculptures that were carved out of a giant piece of marble. Well, those things, they didn't just happen to become the statue that they are. They were little tiny pieces were shaved away and chipped away in order to make those statues what they are, or the kind of columns that they have, or building the biggest buildings that they have. All of those started by just starting and continuing on a mission and not quitting. Not being worried about being overwhelmed, just control the thing that you can control that's right in front of you. Maybe you knocked off too big of a piece. Well, we're going to change what this statue is going to be like. It's not a big deal. You just have to keep moving forward and not quit. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the accepting failure. A, never quit, accept failure. And I think this is a hard one for a lot of people. I don't like to fail, but I love that failure is one of the biggest teachers of my life. And I think I originally put this together, kind of thought about this in a little bit of a deeper way. When I finally got to the SEAL teams and we were doing combat swimmer operations. So basically what that is you wear a closed circuit dive rig. So it was invented, called a Dräger. It was invented in Germany. I don't know, it's probably 50-year-old technology, but it still works today. So if it's not broke, don't fix it. Although there are companies that are trying to fix it and make it better, but it's like the original works really damn good. But basically the way it works is you have a small canister about this big of pure oxygen, 100% O2. So that feeds the breathing loop. Inside the breathing loop, you have what's called SodaSorb or Softalime. It's basically it looks like kitty litter. And you put it in this container that you seal up and you attach hoses to it. And it's a one-way loop that you're breathing. So you inhale air that comes in through a breathing bag. It comes, you know, into the hose, it comes into your mouth, and then you exhale, and there's a one-way check valve over here, so air has to go this way. It goes out, it goes into that Softalime or CO2 scrubber, that kitty litter. It pulls out all of the carbon dioxide out of that air that you exhaled, so there's only oxygen left. There's less volume, which is why you have that small 100% O2 canister. And when you're diving this rig, you can, if you're very skilled and you're very efficient in how you work and breathe underwater, you can last up to 4 hours on one single dive underwater. Now, when you're underwater doing combat swimmer, it is one of the hardest missions that we do, without a doubt. Not close quarters combat, not going into people's houses and pulling them out of bed at night, not any of that stuff. Navigating underwater where you can't see where you're going to go, you have to plan this whole mission out. And if you don't have GPS under there, Siri can't tell you where to go if you make a mistake. So you have to do some very high-level problem-solving underwater. And unfortunately, that's not an easy thing to do. Or fortunately, I'm not sure. And so I learned very quickly that I screw up really, really badly at least one dive my entire career. No matter how good I got, I screw up at least one dive. And so what I learned is if I can screw that dive up early on, the better. The earlier I screw it up, the better. Because I don't want it to be my last dive to be the worst dive that I do where I completely screw it up and it's a complete failure and then I have to do it all over again. Or, you know, I never want to end on a low note. I always want to end on a high note. If there's anything I could do in my power to do that, to always end on a high note. So the A in the second SEAL secret of the five SEAL secrets, the Navy SEAL mindset, get naked, is accept failure. I had to accept that I was going to fail. And I think failure is a good thing because I always learned more lessons through failure than I did through doing it right. I could do something right 100 times and still not really understand the whole process or the whole evolution or the whole whatever it was. It wasn't until I failed that I had to deconstruct what went on, what happened. Then I was able to come back and do it better the next time. I learn more through failure than I do from doing it right. And I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of us, we actually don't push ourselves to that failure point because we don't like the fact that we failed at something. I don't like it, but I like the result that I get from the lessons that I learned from failure. So that's why the A in naked is accept failure. You know, the other thing was in SEAL training, there are some fucking studs that come through that program. There are some men that come through there that are just like naturally gifted. They have like, I'm not going to tell you that they don't have the physical attributes to get through. They absolutely do. They were born with those physical attributes. And then they took what they were born with and they worked really, really, really hard to get even better. When I went through SEAL training or BUDS, I don't know which one to say. When I went through BUDS, there were guys that were just like, they looked like those statues, the Greek gods. They were jacked. They could run effortlessly. They could do push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups and crunches and flutter kicks all day long, and they seemed like they never got tired. They could swim. They were charismatic. They were great leaders. They were very smart. And it always blew my mind to watch those guys quit. Those were some of the first people that I watched quit. And it wasn't because they weren't physically fit. They were. They didn't have the grit or the grind or the emotional intelligence to be told that they weren't good enough. They quit SEAL training. They quit on this epic goal that they had in their life because they failed at something over and over and over in SEAL training, in BUDS. That's the point. And I'll tell you that the hard things that you experience in BUDS pale into comparison to the hard things that you will do in the SEAL teams, and even more importantly, pale into comparison to what you will experience in combat. I remember watching guys quit and I really felt bad for them. Why would you quit? What are you doing? Why would you, like, you're good at this. I suck at this. I'm mediocre, average at best. I'm somewhere in the middle. This is really hard for me. I didn't prepare as well as I should have. but I only got one shot at this, so there's no fucking way I'm not going to keep going. And, you know, these were Olympic alternates. These were collegiate athletes. These were star football players, swimmers, basketball players, some gymnasts. They were just really great athletes. But in SEAL training, you fail every day, oftentimes multiple times a day, certainly every multiple times a week. It doesn't matter how good you are. You're either not loud enough, you're not strong enough, you didn't work as a team. It doesn't matter. You weren't good enough, so you fail. And these guys fucking quit because they couldn't stand the thought of being told they weren't good enough. Being told that they failed again. No, I won that. I came in well under the time. Nope, it wasn't good enough. You failed. Go to the end of the line. Do it again. And so they would quit. You know, we're all going to have failure in our life. We're all going to have struggles. We're going to have times where we did everything that we were supposed to. We did the right thing. We did what was expected of us. But we still fail. That's okay. That's fine. But there's a line in the Navy SEAL Creed that says, if knocked down, I will get back up every time. I am never out of the fight. And I think that's really the lesson. We're going to get knocked down. We're going to do everything that we think is right. And we're still going to fail. Accept that failure. Learn the lessons from that failure. And then use the lessons of that failure to create a foundation of success. You know, there's a, as I kind of think about this, I either think about some of those memes that are out there where, you know, it's, you know, the path to success is this thing that goes all around, up and down and whatever, or it's the ladders, the little tiny steps of the ladder, not the giant steps to success. Again, that's, you know, creating small victories like we talked about last episode, and accepting failure because you're going to fall, you're going to fail. Good. Learn the lessons from that failure. Use it as a foundation for your success. Use it as those rungs of the ladder to climb over that wall or that obstacle that's in front of you. Use that failure to your advantage. When you can do that, when you can accept failure and use it to your advantage, you're unstoppable. Nothing will ever stop you as long as you keep going. You never quit and you accept failure. All right, that's all I got for this particular episode. Remember, this is the Navy SEAL mindset, and we're not all about stay hard, motherfucker. Although that's a little bit of it. I don't know who actually says that. Stay hard, motherfucker, or in that voice. Stay hard, motherfucker. We don't do that. We don't do that around here. We do stay hard. We do work really hard. We don't quit. We accept failure. You guys stay awesome. Don't forget to get naked, and I'll talk to you soon. Boom. Hey, this is William Branham, retired Navy SEAL, 26 years of service, and I have a free gift for you. Go to 5SEALSecrets.com, the number 5, SEAL as in Navy SEAL, 5SEALSecrets.com. Go download your free copy of these 5 SEAL secrets, and I'll give you a secret. The secret is naked. Naked is an acronym. Go over there and find out what it is. 5SEALSecrets.com. Totally free. All you got to do is give me your name and email so I can send that to you, and it's all yours. Then you can start learning how to think like a Navy SEAL. Talk to you guys soon.